Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to She and Her Season 2. I'm Anita Rao, and on deck today we have a special bonus episode. We got such good feedback from our budgeting conversation last week that we decided to give you a bit more from Pam Kapalid. So today she is going to teach you about money personalities. So check it out to better understand how your relationship with money may be impacting how you spend it and how you budget. But before we get to that, we have a special announcement, which is that Sandra and I are going to be co-teaching a podcasting class at the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University. It's called Podcasting for the People, and essentially it's Podcasting 101. We're going to walk you through every step of the podcasting process from identifying your original idea all the way through to recording, producing, and distributing your content to find your intended audience. It starts Saturday, April 29th, and it runs for 4 weeks. If you are interested, check out the links at our Facebook and on the rest of our social media. You can also find a link at the Center for Documentary Studies website. Just look for Podcasting for the People. And feel free to shoot us an email at sheandherradio@gmail.com. if you have any questions about whether the class is a good fit for you. Enjoy the episode, and we'll see y'all next week.
So money personalities is actually, it's how I start every conversation. It's how we start every workshop. And there is so much financial advice out there. You can read so many blogs. And the real thing that you need to figure out is what your current relationship with money is and what your tendencies are when it comes to money. And that's really what your money personality is. And when you're able to do that, then it's much easier to filter through all the financial information and figure out what really resonates with you. So there are four money. Yeah. And I think that's the, I know. And I think it's the part that people tend to skip because it feels like, you know, like the warm, fuzzy, woo-woo kind of thing where it's like, no, just give me the hard numbers and tell me what to do. But I think what tends to happen is we get really fired up. Like we're like, I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to change my money habits and change my life. And I'm going to save half of my paycheck and, you know, everything's going to be different. And I'm going to, you know, eat less and exercise more. Right. And we don't understand why it doesn't work the next day. And so by examining what your current relationship with money is, you're able to really figure out like what baby steps are really going to start working for you to get the ball rolling. And there's four money personalities. We actually adapted this from Olivia Mellon, who had about 8 money personalities and pared it down to the 4 that we thought made the most sense. And so the 4 personalities are the worrier, the avoider, the amasser, and the money monk. So I also host a weekly podcast myself, also called Brunch and Budget. And we've actually done multiple shows on the money personalities because we feel like it's that important. So just to briefly go over it, the worrier is me. I am definitely a worrier. So I'm the type of person who always feels like money stresses me out and I feel like everything is a priority. I have to pay attention to everything at once. So like my recent stupid worrier mistake was I accidentally paid my mortgage twice in 1 month because I, because I didn't get the email confirmation that the first payment went through. So I freaked out and I was like, oh my God, I didn't make my mortgage payment. And I paid it again.
I see. Okay. That's the worrier.
I do that with my credit card bill all the time. I like go and I pay and then my balance doesn't immediately change. I'm like, oh, it didn't go through. Like paid twice. Yeah. I'm the worrier.
Yep. I'm with you. And then on the opposite side, it's like the same, the flip side of the coin is the avoider. And the avoider is someone who's also equally stressed out about money, probably in the same way as the worrier, but the avoider handles it differently. And the avoider says, I'm going to wait and let someone else tell me what the priority is that I should be paying attention to. So the avoider knows in their head, like, I know that this bill is due, but I also know that I have a 10-day grace period. And after that 10-day grace period, then for the next 30 days, I'll be fine because it won't be reported to my credit score yet. And then after those 30 days, then it'll only be 30 days late. And they wait for that pink envelope with the, you know, with the red line on it. And
oh my gosh.
They know exactly what day that envelope is going to come. And they're like, okay, this is one I have to take care of.
I'm about to have a panic attack just imagining a pink envelope arriving.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I'm a warrior. I don't know.
Man.
Okay, so, yeah. All right. We have the warrior, then the avoider.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the amasser.
Uh-huh.
And the amasser is a type of person. So warriors are planners, and so are amassers. Amassers are also very proactive about their money. But amassers are not really concerned so much about what's in the bank. They're concerned about the money that's about to come in. So amassers are people who tend to plan for the next check. And usually that check is already spent in their heads before it even hits their account. So there's this constant cycle of, like, all of my problems will be solved if I just make more money. So that's all I think about. And they're not really thinking about the other side of it, where is the money going? Where are the expenses at? What is the cash flow? How much is actually in the bank account? So they're constantly looking forward to the next check, and they're constantly planning, but it's always for the short term. So amassers tend to have a hard time imagining what the big picture needs to look like. And then on the flip side, we have the money monk. And the money monk is, my husband is a money monk, actually, bless his heart. So money monks are, and we're like, if you look at the matrix on the site, we're like total diagonal opposites. So that's always fun. And so money monks and amassers are actually also two sides of the same coin, where they're both like, we'll figure it out type people. And money monks are also kind of waiting for the next check. But unlike amassers who think that money will solve everything, money monks say, you know, if the money's there, that's great. If the money's not there, I'll figure it out too. I don't want money to be the important thing in my life. And so with money monks, they tend to just take what comes to them. A lot of creative people are money monks. A lot of artists are money monks, where the work is more important than what the actual monetary value is. And where money monks tend to get into trouble is undervaluing what their worth is.
Oh my God, I do that.
Yeah, I think we're all a combination of all of these in a lot of ways. And it's really which one do you feel like you're drawn to more? And with money monks, The advice that we like to give is, if ever you're giving somebody a rate for something, double it.